everything is business, so there ain't no hard feelings. I don't ever have beef with nobody. Like I said, everything gonna work how it's supposed to work.
James Cook back in minicamp. I was thinking that for all the time we've spent on him, and it all might be just, you know, talk that got us through the offseason. We'll see if anything controversial comes from this. Maybe it won't. I mean, nothing has happened yet, but we're not even the training camp yet. But for all the time spent, I had not thought about it all today and until today, like what I would do if I were James Cook. Like, and that really is it's a pretty personal choice. He's making more than ever. He's on a great team, if that means anything here. And if he has another big year, maybe he can expect to get paid in free agency or by the Bills, franchise tag, whatever it is. Maybe he just sort of trusts it all. A lot of guys don't, and I think those guys are right to not. An injury, and it's over. Running backs, I think, I'll look for your calls again here in a moment, 803-0550. I think if Cook has the same season and the Bills tell him good luck in free agency, I don't know how well he even does then because he's not an every down player. So teams don't bet on touchdowns. The good ones don't. The good ones know not to. So anyway, it really could go either way here. I mean, it has been a lot of talking by us and fans about Cook. But what would you actually do if you were this player? 803-0550 is the number. Here's Michael next. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to say that since day one, James Cook's been not really on my radar. Like, the first fumble, like, really killed me. But look, he's an awesome player, and I feel like if he held out this season, he'd kind of screw himself over. You got Ty Johnson and Ray Davis right there, ready to, like, compete for his spot. Like, I totally understand he deserves his money, but for right now in the league, like, he needs to just stay the course, finish the year, and then he'll get his money.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a lot of money maybe next year. The problem is it's super competitive. Like, you just had Aston Genty come in the league. Like, that dude's going to be shining star. Like, is he going to be comparable to that guy, like Cook? I don't know.
No, he definitely won't. He almost definitely won't. So that's the right point. I think that's the right point. And not to mention O'Marrion Hampton or R.J. Harvey or Trevion Henderson, or I'll even mention Judkins, although he's in trouble now. So I don't know. 32 teams, and only one of them, and maybe that's the Bills, has to think you're worth it for you to win on that bet. But would that necessarily happen? I think this now about the Bills and the situation, but just to say going into next year, if he has a comparable season, that's 3,000-yard years in a row on a team that wins all the time. Who wants him to walk away at that point? You know, like, couldn't there be? That's what I think is going to happen now. And I'm a little surprised it hasn't happened already, where the Bills are like, okay, well, you've been great, and we're eyes on the prize. Here's your contract. It's not $15 million a year. It's 10 or 11. And he's like, okay, that's awesome. I'm in. But for some reason, that hasn't happened yet. And the Bills are not really the type to play super hardball, you know? Like, they've just not been that team. That's, you know, again, a matter of interpretation, how you think or I think they would look at his value. Because I know they've drafted running backs to replace their current running backs over and over, ending with Cook. They didn't do that this year, though. Thanks for the call, Michael. Frank is next. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Mike. Happy Monday.
Thanks. Welcome.
I'm just saying, I kind of agree with Cook. I see all these players. I'm always for the players getting paid because I see several players just undervalued in there. Like, I know we look at it as a good thing, but it's like, what if your job would tell you, it's like, hey, you want to take a lower salary so we could bring on some more guys? I mean, I just don't see it. And plus, players getting angry with, fans getting angry with players wanting more money. I mean, like, that's not really our thing to say, you know? It's like, it's like when a player chooses to switch his jersey and then players get all up in, or fans, I mean, get all up in an uproar because, like, oh, they just want money. I mean, at the end of the day, he may not be worth $15 million, but I do believe he does deserve to get paid, because I think this season we're going to see an explosive James Cook, and so, it's going to be better than last year.
So would you hold out?
I'm thinking I wouldn't hold out necessarily, but I do think that it should be like a compromise from them, because I don't think that, honestly, I don't think, I truly don't believe he's worth $15 million just yet, but I do think we're going to see something this year.
That's okay.
I had to say, though.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. See, we're almost to the point where it's not about necessarily. I don't think I would necessarily do it. You got a week. You have a week to decide, or whatever, 9 days to decide what you're actually going to do. And that's, I think, really hard. If he wants the contract he's hinted at, how does he not hold out? How does he get it? How does he get it if he walks through that door next week without a new deal? He could show up knowing that there will be a contract, or expecting that. He could show up and have that happen. But we won't know that. This whole time, would love to know what the Bills' actual position is on this. We just know that there isn't a deal. What is their position? I mean, they could be, I don't know this answer. They could be $10 million a year for 3 years, and he could be like, nope. Or they could be, we don't need to talk to you at all. I mean, I doubt it would be like mean or anything, but the Bills really don't have to think that they need to negotiate with him, because he's under contract for this season already. So they might, if you will, be willing to take his calls or not. I don't know. I don't know what it is. The fact that at every turn, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott, and for that matter, Josh Allen, all say how much they love Jimbo, well, that's worthless. Of course they're going to not say different. That's just, you know, some attempt to appease us, I guess, but we're smarter than that. We know not to care about that. Imagine if they said the opposite. That's the game you have to play with these kind of comments, rendering most of them useless. Oh, we don't like this player at all. I mean, they would never say that. I just don't know what their position is. It really is a pretty wide range, too. They might think he's worth a lot to them, but not as much as he wants, and this is the process. Or they might think that, yeah, we don't care. With running backs, we're just not gonna bother. Go ahead and hold out. Can you imagine if that was really how they felt? Is that believable? Might that be believable, that they just will not? I think it's mostly not, because, I mean, how Cook sounds in that clip, and how that's back, you know, a month ago or whenever that was. I mean, he didn't sound like the Bills are just not listening to him. He showed up and he said, I feel like it's going to get done, you know? So it's probably not that they're just like, we are not going to negotiate with you. That's just not how they are. But what is their position? Brad is next. Hi, Brad.
Hey. I don't know what the Bills' position is, but based on what they're doing now, I think they're not going to pay them. They have paid their players they want to play, and they keep them. But I also would understand James Cook holding out, because this is his last opportunity to have a big payday, and I don't know, it's hard for me to understand it as a guy who has to work 30 years to make what he's going to make this year on his contract, you know, but I don't know. If it were me, I would play and play for what I agreed to, you know, 4 years ago, and that's that.
Yeah, thanks, Brad, and I don't say this, you know, I say this as somebody that I think of it as fair to say, like, I've generally experienced the same thing in life, you know? Everybody does different, but I am somebody that usually takes the deal. And the money we're talking about with Bills players is and Sabres players is so much more that it makes it almost hard to like reasonably talk about what his decision is a difference between like $5 million a year or $20 to $30 million guaranteed. I mean, what would $1 million guaranteed sound like to most of us? It would sound amazing. So does that change the equation in a way that should be remembered when talking about this? Maybe it does, but what do we do about it? We want to talk about it. So what do we do about it? I don't know. It's really interesting. Some of these topics that we squat on during the offseason are not always like so important or interesting, have the potential to be interesting. This one does, has been that, unless Cook has just the whole time been kidding. worth a shot. What do I have to lose? It's not like they're going to take my contract away. And I can't imagine it would be like that. So we will see. Warren Sharp coming up at 4. The Home Run Derby is tonight. I out of habit, went to my fantasy baseball today and got out my app, figured out, who I should start this week. And then it went like all kinds of these weird choices, and the projections were all zeros. Oh, yeah, that's right. All-star game week. So no games until later in the week. Home Run Derby is cool. A lot of you will watch that, I know. Lines are open for your calls. Warren Sharp at 4. This is Mike Shope on WGR.